Yeah. We call it the fireplace.
Yeah.
That is the chimney open down there. Uh-huh. Put a big log on behind, don't you see?
What would you call a log like that?
Call it the back stick.
Uh-huh.
Or back log.
Uh-huh. And what'd you call the ones you put in front of that?
Well, we just...
Four
sticks.
You use that.
Mm-hmm.
Four
sticks.
And how about the part of the fireplace that extended out on the floor?
Well, it'd come out in the kitchen end where I was raised. It'd come out farther than it did in the big house,
uh-huh.
we call it. It'd come out, I guess, about 4 or 5 feet from the four stick, we'd say.
What'd you call it?
The hearth.
Uh-huh. And then the things that kept the logs?
Yeah, they called them... They call them, I've always heard them called dog arms, you know.
Oh, that's fine. And how about the place over the fireplace that you might put?
In the big house, the living room, we had a mantel.
Uh-huh.
But now in the kitchen end, we didn't have any mantel over that fireplace at all.
Uh-huh.
But in where we lived, in the room where we lived, where we called the big house, we
uh-huh.
had a mantel over it, you know, and the clock set up on the mantel and
uh-huh.
other little things.
Was that ever called anything other than a mantle?
I never heard it.
That's what
fireboard, yeah.
You know that.
That's
too.
Right, fireboard.
All right. Now, was there any difference in those two terms? Would you use one as freely as the other? Would you use the term fireboard as freely as mantle, or as?
Oh, we use we call it fireboard all the time when
uh-huh.
I was growing up, you know.
Uh-huh.
I learned the word mantle as I grew along.
I see. That's what I was wondering about. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the small pieces of wood that you used to get the fire started.
Yes.
Do you have a name for?
No, I don't know if there's any name. It's just we just cut wood. Well, a kindling, of course, that is when you're starting your fire.
That's
know.
What I mean. But
yeah.
Now, did you ever use any kind of pine?
Oh, yes, we used pine. Used any kind of wood we'd get a hold of, and sometimes we'd start the fire with rich pine knots, you know.
Yeah. And what else do you call it?
Pine knot.
And the other word you use, that's rich.
Rich pine?
Yeah.
Rich pine,
uh-huh.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And rich, would rich pine be a knot? Or
oh, yes, generally. Not always,
mm-hmm.
but generally the knots were rich. They were rich. But sometimes you'd find a log that was rich. It'd run rich, you know.
Uh-huh.
If cut a certain season in the year, it might get rich. And if you cut another season, the sappers of it might rot, don't you see?
I see.
It wouldn't preserve as good, the pines. But we burn in all kinds of woods, you know,
uh-huh.
in the fireplace.
But you could talk about rich pine being slivers or slitters as well as a knot.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Slitters.
I spent the night with my grandfather, my mother's father. And they went to the mountain. They lived right at the further, at the base of the mountain. That's it right there.
Uh-huh.
They call that Pine Lookout. That's what we always call
uh-huh.
it. And that is my mother was raised. Des, have you got that in there? The old home place up there? Your mother's?
Yeah.
They'd go to the mountains. I've gone with them many times when I was a boy. They were grown. They're my uncles, you know.
Yeah.
And they'd take baskets
yeah,
and bring enough of
it.
Yeah, that's for where she was raised, my wife was raised, and my mother was also raised in the same house.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that over near Bat Harbor?
That's right.
That's
Bat Harbor. It's right at Bat Harbor, another 3/4 of a mile of Bat Harbor.
Did your son draw this too?
Yeah.
Paint this? That's
mm-hmm.
really talented. What's he do?
Well, he's a preacher, and he just paints.
That's wonderful. It's really wonderful to have pictures of the old. That give you a good feeling to have
yeah.
pictures of old homestead and things painted by your son. That's really marvelous.
He,
that's
sure the son went through college.
Now, is that the same? Now, whose house
this
is that?
This is where I was.
That's where she
well,
was.
Well, I moved out when I was 8 years old.
I see, but that's...
Blue Town.
I see.
And my mother's raised right there, too. The same house.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's where my mother was raised. You see that white rock up there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can see it. He